Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of veterinarian Sarah Barlow Russell and farrier Trenton Russell, a married couple living and working in agriculture in Absorkey. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Sarah works heifers through the chute with a longtime client on the Stillwater River Road.
Oh, I like it when it's warm because if it's over 35, they don't bleed as much and then the tattoo ink doesn't wash out of their ears.
Sarah's calling this blustery afternoon out at this ranch west of Absorkey warm, which is, of course, a relative term in Montana. It's sunny, that's for sure, but brisk and windy. This is Theo Janzik's place. Today she's got just short of 50 heifers, young females, teenagers really, moving through the chute. Today this group is getting their official calfhood vaccinations along with green ear tattoos and ID tags. They're squeaking in just before their first birthdays.
You can also do them after that. It's a different tag color and a slightly different tattoo, but it's still a valid vaccination. But there's always been kind of a trade thing associated with official calfhood vaccinations and interstate transport and things.
A lot of ranchers take care of these shots in the fall, but fall can be busy getting everything sold and shipped, pregnancy checking cows, and everything else. It doesn't always happen.
And some people, that's just kind of how their herd's calendar has been, is that they vaccinate in the spring. It's just a little harder because the weather seems to be a little more unpredictable in like January, February, March. Whereas if we get some nice days in November, December after preg checking, that's a pretty handy time to just get it done.
Nevertheless, here we are. Sarah's dealing with three main things with this herd today. One, she's vaccinating them against brucellosis. Stillwater is one of the 10 counties required by the state to vaccinate against the disease that can cause pregnant cows to abort. Two, she's treating them against lice so they don't tear down the corrals with their scratching. And three, she's doing what's called an ear notch test for BVD.
So BVD is bovine viral diarrhea virus. If a cow is infected while her calf is at a certain stage of gestation, it'll get incorporated into the calf, and the calf's immune system doesn't recognize that it's a foreign agent. They tend not to be very productive, and a lot of times they'll die before their year of age, but some will make it into the reproductive herd, and then they're just shedding this virus that can cause all sorts of problems in the herd.
BVD is rare, and the test isn't required, but Theo's done it annually since the virus got into her herd many years ago now, infecting 20-some calves. She'll also vaccinate before breeding, just for peace of mind.
I think they were doing some sorting, but it looks like they're about ready, so I'll go set my stuff up.
Her setup is a folding table laden with tats and tags. Her father-in-law, Chris, a neighbor, is manning the chute. Her assistant, Merity, is punching ears and stuffing the hairy samples into plastic vials. And Theo is threading the shy heifers into the chute.
It looks like we will start with 81, SJD 0142.
Sarah's tags, required by law for traceability, are malfunctioning.
So I have to manually bend each clip to make them stay where they're supposed to. And I have to check everyone to make sure they don't come out, because they don't clip right if I don't get them just right.
So along with having to know her vet stuff, what diseases are trending, new meds and techniques, changing regulations, Sarah's battling fiddly equipment, all while standing in ice cleats in a slick corral in the wailing wind. She's making it work, though. She cleans the wax out of one of the heifer's ears. Apparently, wax repels ink.
So I clean their ear first, then I put the ink on, then I do the tattoo with the pliers, and then I rub the wax or the tattoo into the holes really good to try to make sure that it takes. Oops. And I am incapable of bang vaccinating without getting green tattoo ink everywhere. It's mandatory.
Next week, Sarah heads west toward Nye to check on a brand new baby foal.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.